Hey, good morning, you. 9:42. Sun's starting to peek out here. I'm liking that. 39 degrees. April 28th, and I didn't know if I was going to see Brad Edwardson today or maybe on Monday, May 1st, but you made the trip in, Brad. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Bill.
Boy, the months go by quick. It's like he was just here, wasn't he?
They do. It seems like every month is just the end of the month already.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, you got there's a lot going on in the month of May, so I'll just let you run through it.
All right. So I'm going to start in April. This weekend, we've got quite a few things going on. The 29th is the zoo cleanup, so hopefully we can get a lot of volunteers down there and get that all ready for the following week is when we open up. Also on Saturday at the community center, there's going to be a literary arts club is having their rummage bake sale. Get down there. That'll be some good treats down there that you can purchase.
Sandy was in to talk to me about that, and she says, yeah, a lot of quality baking going on there.
That'll be a good event. I also wanted to mention, too, that our summer program signups are online. We've had a lot of people sign up already for the youth activities. Go on to WaptonParks.com, and you can sign up, child, for any activity that we have right online and pay right online. It's pretty slick.
And you got quite a few activities.
We do, yep. We'll be busy
through the
summer.
It's like, holy smokes.
And we're trying to get more. We're struggling with our website a little bit, but we're trying to get more things available, mm-hmm. the camping and that type of stuff. You can sign up for shelter use, and that's extremely busy right now getting into graduation season and stuff. So,
right.
But yeah, we're trying to improve our website a little bit to make it a little bit easier to navigate through.
Okay.
And then I mentioned earlier, May 6th, Saturday, the zoo opens. Hopefully we've got a lot of people coming in. I think people are anxious to get down there and see the new tiger is going to be out and everything.
Felix,
so that'll be fun. Yep.
My buddy.
Yep. And then also May 6th, the Vince Herding Youth Fishing Derby will be up at Kidder. Open to any youth. Get up there and sign up. And there's prizes and different things like that for all the kids up there. So that's a fun event that the Red River Area Sportsman's Club puts on. They do an awesome job with all the youth activities for outdoor activities in the Twin Towns and the surrounding area, really. May 16th is the Twin Town Optimist Track Meet, the youth track meet up at Frank Verton Field.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I remember mm-hmm. my kids were in that and just it was fun just watching those kids. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them don't realize where the finish line is, so it's kind of funny watching them.
Just keep running,
going.
Yeah.
Yep. And then also, let's see, May 20th, the Red River Area Sportsman's Club On the Hunt Rummage Sale. So we got that going on at the community center. What it is if you've got any kind of camping gear or hunting, fishing equipment, whatever, mm-hmm. it's going to be open for people to sign up for that. You can get a table. Contact the community center right now for that. We'll get you some information on that. But that'll be a good event, too, for people that have stuff to get rid of and other people that are looking to get into some different activities. So that'll be fun.
And that's the first time they've tried this.
True, yep.
Yeah,
yep,
I think they're going to have good turnout.
Yeah, I hope that's a good one. So also on May 20th, so I'm going to miss it. I have the District Special Olympics track meet in Valley City that day. So we'll be out there. I think we got about 14 athletes that'll be going out there with that. So that's a fun time, too.
Good work with that, too, yeah. Brad, by the way.
Thanks. And then May 26th and 27th, we're hoping to host the EDC baseball tournament at John Randall Field. It's been a tough spring on ball fields everywhere. So we've been working on that, trying to get that ready. NDSCS is supposed to play a couple games this weekend. They've played every game so far away this season, so it's been a tough season for them. And we're hoping to get today and tomorrow a game for them. I think it's going to be at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
We don't quite have
it is. Yeah.
Field ready yet. And then we've been getting the restrooms open down at the park. The shelters were getting opened up so people can start using them. Looks like maybe next week we're going to finally get into some spring weather anyway.
Let's hope so.
So we can get people down there and enjoying the park. And then also one last thing I wanted to mention is that we're looking for lifeguards yet for the summer. You can contact the park office. We have applications there. You can fill them out and get going on that. So
it'll be a busy month.
Yeah, well, it's our transition. We've got a couple transitions going from spring to summer, and this one kind of got extended. So we're getting in there, get a little bit more time to get things ready and all that stuff.
It's been tough for anybody to plan anything over the past month or two.
It has, yeah. And we see it. I mean, there's just so many activities that people want to do, and then we got to reschedule things, and then it mixes up other stuff. So we'll get there. He's got to have some patience.
Brad, always great seeing your smiling face and your every month.
Well, thanks. Good to be here.
Have a good month of May, and we'll talk the end of May, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Recs, 947, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.